Wait, let me tell you a story in my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short miniskirt. I just got on stage dripping, pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her name, she said blah blah blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said I was very amused. I started throwing bits, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no I don't, I only have a friend. Come on, I'm not even going for it. It's what I'm going to say.
You got what I need. But you say he just a friend. And you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he just a friend. But you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he just a friend. But you say he's just a friend.
So I took Blah Blah's word for it. This time I thought just having a friend couldn't be no crime, cause I have friends and that's a fact, like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine and Jack. Forget about that, let's go into the story about a girl named blah 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 that adore me. So we started talking, getting familiar, spending a lot of time so we can build a relationship or some understanding. How it's gonna be in the future we was planning. Everything sounded so dandy and sweet. I had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established, everything was cool. The tour was over and she went back to school. I called every day to see how she was doing. Every time that I called her, it seemed something was brewing. I called the room, a guy picked up and then I called again. I said, yo, who is that? Oh, he's just a friend. Surprise visit to see my girl that was so exquisite. It was a school day. I know she was there the first semester of the school year. I went to a gate to ask where was a dorm. This guy made me fill out a visitor's form. He told me where it was and I was on my way to see my baby doll. I was happy to say I arrived in front of the dormitory. Yo, could you tell me where is door 3? They showed me where it was for the moment. I didn't know I was in for such an event. So I came to a room and opened the door. Oh, snap! Guess what I saw? I felt a tongue kissing my girl in the mouth. I was so in shock, my heart went down south. So please listen to the message that I sent. Don't ever talk to a girl who says she just has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend.
You just listened to Just a Friend by Biz Markie. This is Sam, and I'm subbing for Classic Rock Mind, and this is 91FM WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. Now, listening to Passing Me by The Far Side.
Now in my younger days, I used to sport a shag. When I dream of fairy tales, I think of me and Shelly. See, she's my type of hype, and I can't stand when brothers tell me that I should quit chasing and look for something better. But the smile that she shows makes me a go-getter. I haven't gone as far as asking if I could get with her. I just played love by ear and hope she gets the picture. I'm shooting for her heart, got my finger on the trigger. She can be my broad, and I can be her, and I can be her. All I can do is stay up. Back as kids, we used to kiss when we played truth or dare. Now she's more sophisticated, highly educated, not at all overrated. I think I need a prayer to get in a book, and it looks rather dry. I guess a twinkle in her eye is just a twinkle in her eye. Although she's crazy stepping, I'll try and stop the stride, cause I won't have no more of this passing me by.
Time for me to voice my opinion, can't be pretending she didn't have me. Sprung like a chicken, chasing my tail like a doggy. She was kind of like a star, thinking I was like a fan. Damn, she looked good, downside she had a man. He was a Rudy too. And poop. She told me soon your little birdie's gonna fly the coop. She was a flake like corn, and I was born not to understand. But letting her pass, I proved to be a better man.
There she goes again, the dopest Ethiopian. And now the world around me begins moving in slow motion whenever she happens to walk by. Why does the apple of my eye overlook and disregard my feelings no matter how much I try? Wait, no, I did not really pursue my little princess with persistence. And I was so low-key that she was unaware of my existence. From a distance I desired her, secretly admired her, wired her a letter to get her. And it went, my dear, my dear, my dear, you do not know me, but I know you very well. Now let me tell you about the feelings I've been for you when I try or make some sort of attempt. I simp. Damn, I wish I wasn't such a wimp. Cause then I would let you know that I love you so. And if I was your man, then I would be true. The only lying I would do is in the bed with you. Then I signed sincerely the one who loves you dearly. P.S. love me tender. But the letter came back 3 days later. Returned to sender. Damn.
Thank you.
That was Playground by Steve Lacy, which my mom recommended to me, and she was like, can you play Steve Lacy, because he was like really good on SNL. My mom works like in the same building as SNL, so I'm like kind of surprised she didn't like see him like in the same building, which I still think is like insane. Now we're up to Never Too Much by Luther Vandross.
Oh, stay forever? Are you gonna be around for me to count on? Is it ever gonna change? Am I gonna feel this way forever? Are you gonna be around for me to count on?
Not ashamed to cry. Ooh, baby, here I am. I was living on the west side when you brought me south. At first you didn't like the look of me. Your borders were closed. Although you said I'm bad company, we stayed in touch. You made it hard work for me, working for your love. But now, we can settle down. We'll start a family. 'Cause you're my best friend, and you're so good to me. We can settle down. You were living in the city. You had the world at your feet. Yeah, you had a part-time job, pleased to be living free. You made it hard work for me. I had to work for your love. And now,
where did you go?
Right, you just listened to Wildflowers by Tom Petty. Now, as we reach the lovely 9:40, I usually love to play the PSA for the day. So, here we go, I guess.
Pop quiz. Which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
That was a lovely PSA, so now we're going to play Gypsy by Fleetwood Mac, which my mom is surprised when, and my dad, when I'm like, oh, I know Fleetwood Mac, and they'd be like, well, do you know this song? And I'm like, actually, I do. So here we go.
Ground back to the floor that I called me to be on that screen and live inside each scene.
Without a nickel to my name, hopped a bus, here I came. I could be brave or just insane, we'll have to see.
There's many of me in that sleepy town. I'll sit one day, the lights are down. You'll see my face and think of how he used to know.
In the canyons that'll never fade away, the ballads in the barrooms left by those who came before. They say we gotta want it more, so I bang on every door.
And even when the answer's no, when my money is running low, the dusty mic and the neon glow are all I need.
And someday as I sing a song, a small town kid'll come along. That'll be the thing to push him on.
Is Another Day of Sun from the La La Land cast, which actually they stopped like the entirety of like the busy LA traffic just to like film that scene, which is always something I think about when I listen to Another Day of Sun. But now let's listen to Killer Queen by Queen themselves.
She keeps them away, Shonda. In a pretty cabinet, let them eat cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building, a remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. At any time, an invitation you can't decline. Caviar and cigarettes, well versed in etiquette, extraordinarily nice. She's a killer queen, gunpowder gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam. To blow your mind. Ooh, recommended at the price, insatiable in appetite. Wanna try? To avoid complications, she never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Little man from China would die to gauge your mind. That way, perfume came naturally from Paris. Naturally. Because she couldn't care less, fastidious and precise. She's a killer queen, gunpowder gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind. Anytime. top of her head. She's as willing as playful as a pussycat. Momentarily out of action, temporarily out of gas. You're absolutely dry.
let's go back to the start.
Going back to the start.